Dear friends, I am Mary Magdalene. I'm your friend and sister. I am connected with you in a human way and in a divine way. I was human like you are. And I know what it's like to be caught up in the deep ups and downs of human life, human emotion. And although it seems so hard at the time it happens, it does bring such a wealth of knowledge and experience to the soul. So even though you condemn earthly life now and then, which I know you do, please realize that your soul cherishes every moment of your earthly life, because going through this experience gives you such depth and profound wisdom, connection with life, that when you get out of it, when you go beyond this time space box that you're in, you do treasure it so deeply. And the reason why you're here is that you are on a journey. Your soul is on a journey, and it has been on earth many, many times. And I am talking to you as a fellow lightworker, a lightworker soul. What does that mean? It means that in your evolution as a soul, you are going beyond the level of fear, beyond ego-based awareness, into an awareness of the heart. At your stage of evolution as a soul, you are transcending the personal level, the level of your individual story, your drama, your history, the karma, the network and dynamics of energies that you've been in. You are transcending this level into a level of freedom, which you can also call the level of the heart. And at this level of freedom, you become able to channel your divine soul's energy to this place called Earth, to the collective consciousness of humanity. And the moment you open up your awareness and go beyond fear, beyond the personal drama, the personal story, then you are a light worker. You become a channel for energy that transcends the personal level and that reunites you to the whole of humanity and to your own essence, to who you really are. This is a liberating moment for the soul, one you all yearn for. And for most of you, you are in the middle of this process, and with one foot you're still in a fear-based or ego-based reality inside yourself, and with the other foot you are already in a new land, on the new earth, a land of freedom, a land of knowingness, of wisdom. And you're struggling to maintain your balance. And what happens in a crisis like this, like the crisis, the corona crisis that's now happening, it kind of forces you to choose. When life is, when not too much is happening, when it's gray, you can keep one foot in the fear-based land inside yourself and the other foot in the heart-based realm. But now you have to choose. Either you are completely swallowed up by fear, survival instinct, also fear of other people's sorrow and pain. You can get overwhelmed by it. Or you choose to ground yourself, center yourself in your heart-based awareness that has already awakened inside you. Actually, for you as a lightworker soul who already opened up to this level of consciousness many lifetimes ago, you are already familiar with the love, the wisdom, the connectedness that is deep inside you. It has already become part of your experience. It's just that you let go of it because you are either swallowed up by your own fears, or the fears and sorrows of others, or by the collective consciousness as a whole, which can bring you down due to its negativity. So, what I'm here to tell you today is that, in a way, what happens now can speed up your evolution, your transformation into heart-based awareness. And I'm asking you today to take a deep breath now and imagine that when you breathe out, you let go of all the fear-based energy and information that is clouding your perception and your energy field right now. Breathe in from the source of love that's inside you, the purity of your heart that has already awakened. Breathe in from it and shower yourself with this pure, divine, lovely flow of life. And allow it to wash through your energy field, gently pushing other energies out. Energies which are based on fear, on struggle, on a sense of lack. Remember, you are a divine being. You are truly beyond space and time. When I talk about your heart, I'm not talking about a physical organ. I'm talking about your essence, your true wisdom, the angel inside of you. It is there, right here, right now. So connect with this angel. Feel its light. It's so gentle, warm, kind, and not afraid. And the angel inside your heart has wings. And allow this angel to put its wings around you. See the angel wings around your body and feel how they protect you and keep your inner light well and alive. And at this moment, humanity is faced with a global crisis having to do with illness and not in the least a threat of economic adversity. And I want you to focus on yourself now. You may have fears that relate to you alone. However, I see that a lot of you are very concerned about others, about your loved ones. And this can be a pitfall for you. It's important to remember that every one of you has a deep integrity in their own soul, which means that in the end they choose what happens to them. There is a dynamics in every individual's life which creates events in someone's life. There's no coincidence. So when bad things happen to people you love, control your urge to jump in and save them. Stand back a little. Become very focused. Don't give in to the fear you have about what is happening to them. Instead, go into the love you have for them. The deep and wise kind of love that belongs to who you are as a light worker. It's not the kind of love that rescues another being without considering where they really are and what could be the meaning of the challenges they face. So be aware, create clarity around you, and connect with the other person's soul. The one you are concerned about, connect with their soul and ask them, what is the meaning of my presence in your life? What is my genuine contribution to you? Feel it from your heart, and the answer may be different from what you expect. you can offer guidance to other people, but this guidance does not interfere with the way they create their lives. This guidance is of a deeper nature. It's about supporting them at the soul level, not about solving their personal problems. So be aware of this. As you meet other people and you witness their issues, their suffering, know what your role is. Your role is to make them aware of their soul's presence, their soul's nature. Your role is to open up the bridge or the channel between their personality and their soul, between the ego-based part of them and the heart-based part. A lot of people are in the middle, going from ego-based to heart-based awareness. You are pioneers as lightworker souls. You are ahead of mass consciousness. You are opening up new realms, new ways of feeling, thinking, being. In this, you can be an example for others. It doesn't mean you solve their issues, but you are able to throw a different light on it. You are most powerful as a guide and a teacher when you are firmly anchored into your own light. It's not when you suffer with others that you are most of service. On the contrary, it's when you stay firmly within your own boundaries and not regard the others as victims, but instead as creators of their own lives, that you are most empowering as an example to others. In this time, it is your role to hold on to the deepest awareness inside you of love, oneness, light, to believe in the creative power of every individual human being, and to take good care of yourself. Don't see this as something you do at the expense of others. It is vital that you cherish yourself. Take care of your own needs. You don't need to take others under your angel wings. Take yourself. Embrace yourself with love and kindness. Nurture yourself. And this is how you become a shining light for others.